I think now the situation is a little bit changed. Very interesting. We're living in an important moment of the human history. Now the initiative to change the world is once more in the hands of Americans, in the hands of Trump. Russia has made a kind of introduction to the change of world order in order to create multipolarity. But now everything all depends on the United States of America, on President Trump, because now he is in a position, he is capable to save the world and people of the world from globalism.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're here in Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, and our guest is joining us from Moscow, Russia, Alexander Dugin. The media says that he's a top advisor to Putin, but from my research, I'd say it's more like when the media says that I'm telling Trump what to do, that's not really what's happening. We're just looking at the same picture, the same story, the same truth. We're reading from the same historical piece of music. But undoubtedly, Dr. Alexander Dugin is one of the leading people when it comes to rebirth in Russia and rediscovering the greatness of Russia and humanity itself and creating a pro-human system. Now, I've only read one of his books, and I've read quite a few of his writings over the years and well aware of who he was even a decade ago, tried to get him on. But here he is now. I've been on one of his national TV shows that he has in Russia. But, you know, there's so many bios out there, so many things the media says he said. I want him to spend a few minutes about himself first before we get into all these big, huge topics, because I will cover what the elite believe, or I will cover what some other group believes, and then I'll wake up in the morning and the newspaper will say, Alex Jones believes XYZ, and that's not true. So it's better to directly hear from someone telling you what they actually believe in and what he believes Putin believes in, and the type of world system I'm trying to create versus what they're trying to create versus what the globalists are trying to create. And I noticed one of the topics he wanted to get into, we haven't talked beforehand, but he just gave us a few notes here, is post-globalism. And make no mistake, we are post this form of corporate global government. Now, they may fight on for a while, but it's not a boast to say, you can look at all the evidence, they are in major retreat. And I use the allegory or the analogy of 1945 Germany, a few months before the final fall. You know the Nazis are going to fall. The question is, how long will this go on? So we're long past the Stalingrad moment where you know they're going to lose, the globalists, using that analogy, say, for Nazis, because they're very similar to it. The problem is, what are they going to do to try to keep power? Well, Soros has doubled the amount of money for rioting. They're training people at universities now to go out and attack the public. They're planning something big. So we'll talk about it all in the next hour, and I'll try to just sit back and let our guest speak because he speaks English. Doctor, thank you so much for coming on this. Let's spend a few minutes just on you, what you really stand for, what you really believe, the big movements you've launched that admittedly have reinvigorated Russia and given it faith again in yourselves. The globalists want to suck that out of all of us. And then let's get into who you think Putin really is, who you think Trump is, and this new multipolar world.
Thank you, Alex, for your kind presentation. I express my ideas concerning what is going on in the world with new agenda for United States with Mr. Trump that I support with all my heart. And what is going to happen with Russia and with Mr. President that I as well support with all my heart. And I think you have put the things very clearly, dear Alex, because you have said exactly the truth about my relations with Putin. We defend the same position. We share the same concern. So we are loving our people. And I am making that on the level of ideas. And Mr. Putin is doing the same acts and steps and the great politics. But there is a quite a correspondence between that. And I agree, because when I'm seeing InfoWars and when I'm hearing what Alex Jones says, it is not, it is the same agenda, I hope, that Trump, Mr. Trump, Mr. President Trump, share as well. And that means the kind, not coincidence, that meant the unity of the same position, the sharing of the same values, and the same ideas. So that is quite clear. And we are blamed, not because we are bad or pretend to be extremists. It is all lie. Because, for example, in my book, Fourth Political Theory, I am criticizing three political theories, three, all three. I am against liberalism, against globalism. It goes first. I am against communism, and I was always, because I was dissident in the Soviet time, because I never share the conventions of communism. I am traditionalist, I am Christian, and I didn't accept this kind of values. I am anti-communist, but at the same time, I am anti-Nazi, anti-Nazi, anti-fascist, because I didn't share no racism, nor brutal corporative state in the sense of statism. So, and I'm always affirming the same thing. I belong to the fourth political theory. And we try, and when they try to present myself as a kind of extremist or communist or fascist, it is absolute lie. So it's
sure, because I've actually read your writing. You'll explore each avenue of those and show the problems of how they're all basically failed systems, centralized. We have to go back to our primal natures, basically. I just know this. Trump wants justice, and he doesn't want wars with countries that aren't getting in our business and attacking us. And he can see the real world and see that an alliance with Russia and with European countries and with the UK and with Japan and others against some of the other countries that are trying to expand and actually threatening people's the way to go, instead of globalists using America as a tool of world domination. That's why they're so mad at Trump. Can we speak specifically, since you bring it up, the post-globalist world, where you think we are? But first, can you speak then, you know, knowing Putin, obviously, and seeing the distortions in the press, why Vladimir Putin is so popular in Russia and around the world, and what he really stands for?
My introduction was important because I would like to stress that I am simply a realist, as well as you, Alex, as well as Mr. Trump and Mr. Putin. First of all, realism. Realism doesn't mean nationalism. Realism doesn't mean some ideology. Realism, it is considering the sovereignty of the people, of the nation, as the highest value. And that is completely anti-globalist agenda.
Exactly, because Trump's a known realist. You're saying Trump's a realist, you're a realist, I'm a realist. We should celebrate sovereignty and nationalism and cultures and work together and not try to conquer each other. I mean, what you're saying is just common sense. There's been a sickness of this globalist attempt to conquer all cultures and destroy them. So this is a human right to resist this common enemy.
Absolutely. And what is important in this sovereignty? Sovereignty, national sovereignty, state sovereignty, is the form to defend identities. The identities can be different. They could coincide or not coincide, but that doesn't mean necessarily the war or the conflict. We could accept the differences in a positive way. Americans and Russians are different. Europeans and Americans and Russians are different. The people of the other countries.
And we shouldn't have to accept some global system, much less who programs what we're supposed to be. It's not just that we should all, quote, work together. They want us to give up our identity and then take something on. And when you study what we're taking on, it's cultural death.
Absolutely. And globalists, they try to make a kind of pacifist dream, killing the country, killing differences. We need to affirm our identities, and that is the way to understand each other, to understand, and that is position of Putin as well. He is not imperialist. He is not fanatic. He has no idea to invade no country.
In fact, I notice how humble he is. He's always saying America is more powerful. Okay, you're great. We just want our right to be here.
And I think that now we are in the situation where there is not any more a kind of hostility between our countries. I would say I was anti-Americanist, anti-American during the government of Obama, of Bush, not because I don't like Americans. I was in America once, in Washington, and I like America. I love America, but I hate the globalist agenda.
And sure, if America's been conquered by globalists, which we're starting to try to stop, then you have to rally your people through nationalism to defend yourselves.
Yes, so now we understand, everybody in Russia, now we understand that America was hijacked by globalist sect, and Trump is restoring American dignity, and we stop immediately to hate America, immediately, because that wasn't America that we hated before. It was globalist elite. And now we see that half and more, the majority of American population, as well as against this globalist sect. And that makes globalism the problem of each country, each people. We are as well under attack of globalists, as well as you. And we need to be united, concerning our differences. And I think that the real multipolarity could lead to cooperation, to the friendship between different countries and different people. But we need, absolutely, we need to fight our common enemy. And before, we had a deal. We have deal with Mr. Soros that tried to overthrow our government, tried to create a color revolution in our country.
And by the way, for new listeners and viewers, because the media is going to grab this and twist it, he brags on CNN he overthrew Ukraine. He brags he's trying to overthrow Russia. He brags he has hundreds of NGOs, non-governmental organizations doing that. That's so crazy. Then Trump says, no, we're not going to do that. And they go, you traitor. But it's the very same foundations trying to overthrow America. This is a global disease, and Russia threw off the oligarchs that we're trying to throw off. That's the solidarity. And that's why the globalists hate Russia. They hate America. And Japan is hungry to throw off the oligarchs. Turkey, I know. In fact, we should bring this up later. You've been instrumental reaching out to Turkey with a deal with Russia to bring your cultures together and not be played against each other. So I want to talk about the larger geopolitical view, where you think this is going. But absolutely, looking at this, we have a clip from just last week or this weekend of Nancy Pelosi saying she wants to know what Putin's got on Trump. Well, I want to tell her. Trump doesn't want war with people that haven't done anything, plus people that have nuclear weapons, plus he's been advised by top generals that made secret deals that are now public. Cy Hirsch exposed it years after we did, that we made deals to begin taking out radical Islamic jihadists out of Saudi Arabia together and countermanded the globalist plan 4.5 years ago. So the beginning of the U.S. revolt didn't start with Trump. It started in our military, in our Christian military, not wanting to openly back al-Qaeda and ISIS. So that's the fissure. And then we started working with Russia. We first reported it 4.5 years ago. People didn't believe it. Now it's mainstream news. And so General Flynn and others are saying Russia wants to work with us. They're not a threat. Let's destroy the EU. It's unelected. It's evil. Let's free Europe. Let's have a bunch of trade. Let's get China under control. And let's actually have real peace. Now, we'll still have our militaries. We'll still have issues. I'm sure we'll still have problems. But we're not going to try to conquer Russia or vice versa. This is ridiculous. The globalists are attacking all our countries, trying to make us all poor. Let's get them off our back. Then if we want to kill each other later, that's our own issue. The point is that globalists are the big enemy. So I want to get your take on what do they have. Let's talk to the guy they call Putin's brain. He's not. He's like, I'm not Trump's brain. We just believe the same things. So we're synced up here. And so let's see what the top Democrat in Congress has to say, wanting an FBI investigation of the president.
So okay.
Yes, we'll play that clip in a moment. Go ahead, sir. No, we're playing in a moment. Go ahead, Alexander.
My idea is that you are absolutely right. Now you are facing, you American, you are facing the same threat with Soros and the same NGO. So what was American, so-called American attack against us. Now we are dealing with the same threat in your country. And I agree absolutely with you that Russia, we need to understand that Russia is no more communist. We couldn't apply the old Cold War cliché, old Cold War models to understanding our new situation. Russia is traditional Christian country as well as America is. And radical Islam, supported by globalists, is our common enemy. And I think that now what is important in Russia, that we are hearing the voice of the people who are dying for our freedom, of the military men, of the people who defend our security. And I think that is very important for globalists. They are met generals, met militarists, and so on. But for us, they are very... very high appreciated persons, and I think that is very important to hear what the people of army says, and because we are losing our guys fighting against radical Islamists.
I want to talk about that in a moment, and we do have the Pelosi clip now. Sorry, I wasn't clear to throw to it. Here is the leading Democrat saying she wants to know what Putin has on Trump. This is just ridiculous. Here it is.
But let me just go back to the first part of the senator's statement. I want to know what the Russians have on Donald Trump. I think we have to have that investigation by the FBI into his financial, personal, and political connections to Russia. Okay. And we want to see his tax returns so we can have truth in the relationship between Putin, whom he admires.
But I want to go back to the issue of Democrats.
So let me say it again, just so Pelosi understands. And again, this is Pelosi, who's acting very, very senile more and more, and just said yesterday that she believes that, you know, President Bush is being bad. Got some very evil people that have put some very senile, brain-damaged, self-centered people, I don't mean that mean, in power because they don't know what they're doing. We also have one of the other top Democrats, Maxine Waters, saying Putin has invaded Korea and Trump is helping him. So you have to understand, folks, this is the same press conference. These are doddering lunatics, and I don't mean that mean. It's very dangerous, and it's got to be dealt with. And our military is horrified because, quite frankly, they've been given orders to launch attacks on Russia. Okay, that's where this craziness has gone. And it's gotten to the point where the military is saying, no, we're not committing suicide for the planet. But so there's just a very spoiled, evil, hunchback force that we're trying to kick out of Europe and the United States right now. Not that Russia's perfect, but at least Russia is trying to pull itself free of this face-sucking succubus. So I want to get your take on that, Doctor, and then let's get to this next clip of Maxine Waters saying Putin invaded Korea. Go ahead. Sure, we'll go ahead and play Maxine Waters. Here she is.
Is responsible for supplying the bombs that killed innocent children and families in Aleppo. And the fact that he is wrapping his arms around Putin while Putin is continuing to advance into Korea. I think that he is leading himself into that kind of position where folks will begin to ask, what are we going to do? And the answer is going
enough.
To be eventually.
Yeah, overthrow the president. So there's everywhere saying kill Trump. They're all over the newspapers. And let's be clear. Soros bragged on CNN, Fareed Zakaria, that he overthrew with the State Department Ukraine and tried to kill the Russians. Why he has this endless hatred of Russia, maybe you can explain. So anyone who's informed knows that Russia didn't invade Ukraine, but she can't even get it right. She says Korea. I mean, how do we deal with a leadership that is this rotten in the mind?
I think that that is a very good example of how globalists understand the world. For them, Korea or Ukraine or Syria or Aleppo is the same. It is completely pure illusion. It is virtual for them. And they send American people to die in the Near East as in a computer game. They have no responsibility at all for the people. They don't understand the history. They don't know geography. and they are speaking about Putin invading Korea, that shows how deep their knowledge is about Russia, about Putin, how deep the understanding of geopolitical world, of people, of geography. That is characteristic for globalists. They have that huge lack of culture.
That's right, lack of culture, because they have no culture. They're trying to make us like them. And I've studied Russia some because it's so interesting. Never been there, unfortunately. But Russia had so much land, that was its problem. Russia was never expansionist, sold us Alaska, was a friend of ours in the Civil War, until the globalists put the communists, the proto-globalists, out of New York and out of London, admittedly, put the communists in to take over your country and exploit it with the same social justice warrior brainwashing America's now going under.
Yes, exactly. I think that we need to make our strategy educational one, because only with very incompetent people, with very stupid audience, the globalist thesis, the globalist speeches could reach their goal. And now Americans have shown that they are not such idiots as globalists think they are. And Americans have chosen what they wanted, what they think to be real response to their problems. And now globalists are furious.
Alexander Dugin, Dr. Stay there. We're going to come back. This is powerful information. How do we stop the globalists? They're in trouble. But how do we truly make it the end of globalism, post-globalism, straight ahead with a lot of key points? And we're going to open the phones up as well for your question for the man they call Putin's brain. We'll be right back. I'm Alex Jones.